This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. This week, the Food and Drug Administration is widely expected to approve an epilepsy medication made from an ingredient found in marijuana. It would be the first time the FDA approved a drug derived directly from the plant. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ginzer looks at whether this FDA milestone will give big drug makers a reason to take a closer look at cannabis.
The drug is called Epidiolex. It treats a rare form of epilepsy and is made by GW Pharmaceuticals. It's a small British company that's developing a handful of prescription drugs derived from cannabis. Steve Schultz is vice president of investor relations. He spoke to me on Skype.
We believe that there is significant demand for cannabinoid-based medicines that have gone through the regulatory process.
That remains to be seen, and the big pharmaceutical companies aren't convinced.
They don't see a cannabinoid that would be a blockbuster and generate huge profit.
That's Joel Hay. He teaches pharmaceutical economics at the University of Southern California. Hay says the market for drugs made from cannabinoids, the chemicals in cannabis, is limited. There are already several synthetic ones on the market, and they're used only by the sickest cancer and AIDS patients because of the potential side effects.
Anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, psychosis.
Hay says Big Pharma will be watching to see if Epidiolex can minimize those side effects. The industry is also interested in the underlying research on how these drugs interact in the human body and whether FDA approval will lead the federal government to change its classification of marijuana. Spencer Perlman is with Veda Partners.
So right now it's a Schedule I drug, and so it's extremely regulated.
Many states have legalized marijuana, allowing dispensaries to flourish. Sabrina Fendrick is with Berkeley Patients Group. She'd like the big pharmaceutical companies to stay away from the nearly $10 billion cannabis industry. She worries that FDA approval of Epidiolex will have the opposite effect.
There is the potential that that would be sort of the foot in the door to opening that up further in the future.
But that future is still far off because, so far, the economics just aren't there for the big drug companies. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.